Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, we got lucky again yesterday. Our double Safe Passage and Reunion came through around about 2-1. It wasn't great odds, but as I said yesterday, it was the professional play. Get as much as you can on. If you're taking the double, well done. Go collect. Today we're racing out at Fairview and we're on the poly. Take note, the underfoot conditions due to rain on the turf have deteriorated, so they've moved it to the poly. We have an 8-race program and the first kicks off at 12:20. There aren't any market movers today due to the change of surface. The market hasn't adjusted itself as yet. We'll have to wait till around about 10 a.m. to see if there's any activity in the market. So we'll move on to our two best bets for the day. Our first best bet of the day comes up in race 3, number 4, De Capo, from the Justin Snade stable, ridden by Richard Faree, from a neat draw of 4. De Capo's had 2 nice runs. First time out over the Durbanville 1,000 meters, ran a good third behind Final Move, running on nicely on that occasion. Then he went to Fairview on the turf over the 1600 and ran all over the place in the final 200 meters. He was really, really green on that occasion. And I'm sure with that run under his belt, he's gonna be definitely much wiser to the task today. There has been a winner from that particular form line in the form of Aquaholic, came out to win. So it wasn't a bad form line. There's only been 2 runners with a winner. So for me, De Capo has been placed nicely in this particular race. As I said, from a neat draw of 4 with Richard Faree from the Justin Snade stable, we do make De Capo our best bet of the day. Our second best bet of the day does come up in race 7, number 1, Global Drummer. Now, Global Drummer's form is immaculate. 12 runs, 9 wins, a second and a third. 3 runs back, he won start to finish, beating Tarantino, the Cape Raider. And out of that form line, there's been 2 winners, Global Drummer and Moon Game, did come out to win. In his next start over the Fairview 1200, he won start to finish again with Lyle Hewitson, beating Kimberly Starr. It was a game win on that occasion. The form line worked out again. 2 winners, Global Drummer and Wolfgang, did come out to win. His last start again, won start to finish over the 1400 from a neat draw of 3, beating Encryption. He's very versatile from a 1200 to a mile, a Global Drummer, and he comes back to a 1200 today on the poly, which I don't think will be any problem, because he has raced on the poly and he has won on the poly a couple of times. He is well weighted in this particular race. He's got the apprentice claim, 2.5 kilos, which brings him into the race as the best weighted horse. From a neat draw of 2, Global Drummer has to be the one to beat, and I do make him my second best bet of the day, around about 12-10, Global Drummer. If we do take the double, Global Drummer and De Capo as the market stands at the moment, we'll get a 3-1. It's not a bad double. You've got to get those doubles on with Hollywood Bets. Our exotic for the day is going to be the jackpot, and the closing time is 14:05. The starting points race 4, and as I said earlier, we have an 8-race program. The jackpot numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 11, by 1, 2, 3, and 4, by 8 and 10, by Banker 1, a 64-rand jackpot perm. Get those jackpots on with Hollywood Bets as well. Well, due to the change of surface, it does make this card a little bit more trickier than it was, but I am very bullish with our selections today. From me, Dom Zaki, have a safe and profitable day's racing out at Fairview.